Well, today's episode is on simple steps to file LLP formate via Gencom Plurox software by SAG Infotech Private Limited Company. So let's start. What is the simple meaning of LLP formate? LLP formate is a compulsory form which files annually by the ROC. This is a statement of accounts and solvency. It contains a declaration of solvency by the designated partners as well as a description of the LLP's assets, liabilities, income and expenditures. Every year, the LLP must file this form. Due date for filing LLP Form 8. An LLP Form 8 is due on the 30th of October of the year following the financial year ending the 31st of March each year. Who can file LLP Form 8 under MCA? In order to file LLP Form 8, LLPs that are existing or incorporated by 30th September of a financial year are required to file this form. MCA LLP Form 8 filing fees. Form 8 filing fees vary based on the structure of a limited liability partnership's capital contributions. Documents required for LLP 8 form filing. 1. This attachment must be submitted in accordance with the MSME Development Act, 2006. 2. Statement of contingent liability. 3. Audited financial statement. 4. Are there extra documents as required? Is Gencom Plurox software right for your LLP Form 8 filing? In the field of integrated software for the solution of ROC and LLP e-forms, XBRL, resolutions, minutes, registers and various MIS reports, Gencom Plurox is one of the leading software companies. XBRL filing with our exquisite product takes only a few minutes. Step-by-step guide to file LLP Form 8 using Gencom Plurox software. Step 1, install and open the Gencom Plurox /MCA e-filing software on your desktop, then select the e-form option from the main screen as shown. Step 2, now select e-form LLP 8. Step 3, after that, provide the details as required and select the statement of assets and liabilities option to give the balance sheet details. Step 4, after providing the relevant details, click on the save option to save the details. You can also import the details from the options given at the bottom. Step 5, after providing the appropriate points, go to the main page by selecting back. Step 6, select the statement of income and expenditure option to give the details of income and expenses. Step 7, after that, you may also import the details from the options at the bottom by providing the proper details and clicking the save option. Step 8, once the relevant information has been provided, select the back button to return to the main page. Step 9, select the update option to save the details. Step 10, select the attachment option in the green tag to attach the required attachment, if any. Step 11, after that, select generate option to upload the form details on the MCA portal. Step 12, select the MCA loginid from whom you want to upload the form. It will upload all the details of the relevant form on the MCA portal. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4072000. Thanks for listening.